Welcome to another edition of Constitutional Jeopardy, the brain game played for lame fame. I'm your host, Ed Waldo. Now, let's get started. Let's meet our contestants. Contestant number one hails from Pixnacle, Arkansas. He's a part-time architect and the father of three. Please meet Obi Garudi. Howdy, Ed. She's a doctor of philosophy and a full-time homemaker. From Beaver Crossing, Nebraska, let's give a warm welcome to Kimberly Cornelius.
It's Kimmy, Ed.
All right, Kimmy. Now, let's meet our returning champion. With $247,310 in previous winnings, he's an unemployed astrophysicist and a champion windsurfer. From the Devil's Carbuncle in Oregon, meet Matt Furlong. Hi-de-ho, Ed. And those are our contestants. You know how the game is played. Hands on buzzers. So let's start Constitutional Jeopardy. And remember that all answers must be in the form of a question. Matt, as our returning champion, you go first. Okay, Ed. I'll take constitutional crises for 100. It is the clause of the Constitution that all federal environmental law depends on. Kimberly.
It's Kimmy. And I mean, what is the Commerce Clause?
Correct, for 100. It's your pick, Kimmy.
The constitutional crises for 200, Ed.
He objected to the Commerce Clause in ruling that the government doesn't have power to regulate the sale of machine guns. Matt.
Who is Judge Samuel Alito?
Correct, for 200.
I'll take global warming for 100.
It is the principal component in global warming. Obi.
What is carbon dioxide?
No. Kimmy.
What is fossil fuel consumption?
Wrong. Matt.
Deforestation and plankton die-off. What is deforestation and plankton die-off?
I'm sorry, that was a trick question. According to President Bush, there is no such thing as global warming. Matt, it's your pick.
I'll take environmental policy for 100.
The Secretary of the Interior said that it didn't matter if all the trees were cut down, since Jesus was returning soon anyway. Obi.
Who is Gail Norton?
No. Matt.
Who was what?
The Interior Secretary.
No, Watt. Who was Watt?
Ah, yes. James Watt from Wyoming, who served in the Reagan administration. Matt, your pick.
I'll take no rhyme or reason for 100, Ed.
Earwax, macadamias, and Vice President Cheney. Obi.
What is some schmutz, some nuts, and a putz?
Correct. Your pick, Obi.
I take no rhyme or reason for 200.
The FEMA director who wouldn't reply to his New Orleans command post because he needed time to eat at a Baton Rouge restaurant. Kimmy.
Who is Michael Brown?
Correct. Your pick.
I'll take evil senators for 100.
New category. Considered even more evil than Lindsey Graham, he has spent years trying to pack the federal courts with right-wing crackpot judges. Obi.
Who is Orrin Hatch from Utah?
Correct. You know what that sound means. It means it's time for final Constitutional Jeopardy. Please write down your bets. Pencils on the table. All right. Today's final Constitutional Jeopardy answer is what the Democrats in the Senate need in order to stand up for environmental standards and women's rights. Obi, you're in last place with 100. You wrote, what is intestinal fortitude? That's correct, Obi. You wagered 100, so that gives you 200. Kimmy is in second place with 200. Your answer, what is cojones? Is correct. You wagered 200, so that brings you up to 400. And now our returning champion, in first place with 200, Matt, you wrote, what is a spine? Yes, that's correct. What did you wager, Matt? Oh, only 100, which means that Kimmy is our new Constitutional Jeopardy champion.
Woohoo!
Well, that's all we've got time for, folks. We'll see you tomorrow for another version of Constitutional Jeopardy.